A soon-to-be-released report says that for years the FBI missed several obvious signs that one of its top agents was spying. Robert Hansen, a former counterintelligence expert for the Bureau, sold secrets to the Soviet Union as far back as 1979. The report, by a former FBI director, William Webster, lays out the flaws in the FBI security system. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
When Robert Hansen was arrested last February, an obvious question was, how could a spy go undetected at the FBI for more than two decades? That's what William Webster's investigators have spent the past year finding out, and according to one source, the report is a scorcher. According to people who have been briefed about the report, Hansen himself told investigators, "You could have caught me if you had done a simple background investigation." He noted that he paid cash to build an addition to his house on a relatively modest salary. He pointed out that the CIA caught one of its officers, Aldrich Ames, after Ames made large purchases. An FBI official says there's nothing inherently suspicious about renovating your house, and the FBI can't monitor the daily activity of every agent's bank account. But another lapse was a little more jarring. Sometime in the late 1990s, Hansen's office computer broke down. He called the FBI's computer experts, and when they looked at his hard drive, they found he had installed a software program that allowed him to hack into different parts of the FBI's computer system. They asked him what it was doing there, and Hansen reportedly replied, "Oh, the network administrator is never around when you need him." The computer experts removed the hacking software and gave him back his computer. They didn't report it because they knew he was a computer geek. The breach is significant since Hansen routinely entered areas of the system that he should not have had access to as he foraged for information for the Russians. Asked about this, one FBI official says, "The short answer, we dropped the ball." The report suggests that even when another spy mentioned Hansen's name, the FBI did not pick up on it. Earl Pitts was an FBI agent who spied for the Russians. When he was debriefed about his activities in 1996, agents asked him if he knew of any other FBI agents working for the Russians. "No," he said, "but there is this guy Hansen who's weird. Maybe he's worth a look-see." No one followed through. According to one source, no one even told the head of FBI security until 1999, 3 years later. Sources say the report portrays a bureau that is not only lax on security, but averse to it. The investigators say they found a pervasive inattention to security. They say the attitude at the FBI is security gets in the way of operations and can slow down career advancement. Yesterday, FBI Director Robert Mueller said the FBI is moving quickly to put in new safeguards and make stopping such breaches a top priority. He said that 700 people with access to highly classified information have recently taken polygraph tests. About 1% of those, fewer than 10, did not do well on their tests. However, another official said there's no indication these people are spies. Soon, 1,000 more people will take lie detector tests, and the Bureau is considering expanding the practice beyond that. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.